where you see most of the world as not so unique and not so rare, and the superhero as someone who has found a way to tap in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we acknowledge that there are many more people who are not allowing themselves to go with the flow of who they are than are. And so we're not saying that you're off at all in that awareness. But the question that you really have to put to yourself is, which category do you see yourself in? Do you see yourself as tuned in, tapped in, turned on? Do you see yourself as one who understands the laws of the universe and understand? In other words, it is a tremendous advantage to anyone who gets their thoughts wrapped around the idea of law of attraction. Just understanding law of attraction and understanding the vibrational feeling of alignment with who you are and misalignment with who you are gives you an incredible advantage over anyone that you would ever know. We would say anyone who understands law of attraction and anyone who understands this vibrational escrow that we've been talking about, and anyone who has conscious awareness of reaching for better feeling thoughts, who can actually feel the difference between coming into alignment or being out of alignment, that is someone who has given themselves the advantage and, if you will, with your analogy, put themselves in the category of being able to accomplish anything that they want. So the question that we would put to ourselves if we were standing in your shoes and if we were wanting to use the analogy that you are conjuring here would be, am I in the category of superhero? Have I given myself the power? Have the power is there for everyone. Have I found the key to it, you see? And so if you're wanting to play the game and you're wanting to play it out in the arena that you've been playing it out, we would write the stories of how you bestowed the power to yourself. In other words, write the story where you, through life, discovered the key. Write that story. Give yourself the key to that power.
That sounds great.
It is great. Very good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Wait. We've done it to you again. Just remember that there is no injustice anywhere in the universe.
Thank you. I have two very different questions. One is about tears of joy. And why little children don't express joy with tears, and yet adults get so moved that I always look to children, small children, to really see the expression of joy. And when I see them, they're never crying. And I wonder why sometimes when I listen to wonderful music, listen to choirs of children singing, sometimes, in fact, it even interferes with my enjoying of it because I'm crying and I'm not even wanting to be crying.
Well, what's going on? And we are very much appreciating your awareness that you don't see it in children. And we're going to tell you why you don't see it in children. Children are closer to alignment with who they are. In other words, that doesn't mean they're always in alignment. And when they're not in alignment, you often see tears. But you don't see tears of joy because when they are in alignment, they are up to speed and able to receive the full capacity of that alignment.
I want that.
And when and adults often, it's a sort of edge. It's like when you are tasting or coming close to touching something that is truly the true deep nature of who you are, and you're not quite fully immersed in that vibration, there's an edge to it that is responsible for those tears. Yes, we're going to exaggerate that edge a little bit by talking about a feeling of homesickness or a feeling of nostalgia. It's like a thought that should make you feel good, but somehow there's a piece to it that doesn't feel good. And it's sort of about having one foot in the joy world and one foot not quite there. We've said in the past, and it certainly continues to apply even in the way that you are presenting this, that sometimes people will say, "I'm overjoyed. I'm overjoyed." And in other words, and by that we would say accurate, and we would say, and what they mean is they have more joy that is coming at them than they are currently able to participate in, and so they are overjoyed. In other words, they can't quite receive it all. Sometimes it falls in the category of trying too hard. In other words, really, really want.